Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning. My name is Yvonne, and I'm calling from customer support. How could I help you this morning, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Y'all had an advertisement going on where you fill out a survey from Walmart.
I said we didn't, but you can go on, sir. We didn't do the survey.
Actual survey?
No, we don't do the survey.
Okay, well, anyway, someone did it from Walmart, and I did the survey, and they said that I will rent a set of parts, but I would have to pay the shipping, which was $7.95, which I did on the 22nd of November. Mm-hmm. So after that, about a week later, now they billed me again, $54.95, and I needed them to take this money off and put it back into my account.
Okay, sir. If you can give me your zip code, sir.
Okay, 29488.
And your name, sir?
My name is Liddell. L-E-E-D-E-L-L. Liddell. Last name is Fields.
Fields, like F-E-I-L-D, sir?
F-I-E-L-D-S. Fields.
Oh, okay. Okay, sir. And it's Liddell?
Yes, Liddell.
Oh, Liddell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Liddell.
Hold on just one moment, sir.
Okay.
Thank you for waiting.
Yes.
Okay. And I found your count, sir. I just need you to verify the address for me. Thank you for waiting again.
106 Blanchard Street.
Okay.
Walter Bertha.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Correct. You just said it before the account pulled up. I said, but give me a few minutes for your account to pull up.
Okay.
And you said the $7.95 was for pots and pans, sir?
Right, I had to pay the shipping fee.
Okay.
Set apart. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see what's going on.
Okay,
Mr. Fields. It shows that 11/21 you did pay $7.95. It was called a cookware.
Right.
And it's showing $7.95 for shipping handling. And right. The cookware, this was a exclusive sweepstakes, sir. That's probably why you were the charge for $54.95. The $7.95 is for the shipping and handling. The cookware was in an exclusive sweepstakes. And
no, they didn't say that.
Okay, it didn't. I'm just reading what it is, sir. I'm just explaining. And the cookware set, it was in a sweepstakes. So the sweepstakes entry, they have to contact you, sir, to let you know that you won this cookware. You can win the cookware. They have to tell you that you are the winner of this, and the $7.95 pays for the shipping and handling, but it also enrolls you into a membership, discount membership, and it gives you a $125 voucher. You get this every month, sir, and until your account closes, sir. So since you did this, it's, I'm just explaining. I have to let you know why is the account is there. And within 48 hours, sir, you have, if you don't want this and like you found out it was a sweepstakes, you have to close it. So this is on the 21st. Today is the 26th. So automatically you got a $54.95 charge because the account was not closed within the 48 hours and it was a sweepstakes.
Right. Well, miss, the thing with that is when you send out an advertisement for somebody to win something free, that's what you said. That's what they said. Who's the member is doing this thing behind my back?
Yes,
they didn't say, well, this is this and this is that because I wouldn't waste my time. But they said, fill out the survey.
Yes, sir.
And you automatically win a pot set. But you would have to pay the $7.95, right?
For shipping and handling.
And that's what I, right, and that's what I did. They didn't say, well, this is a sweet steak and all this other stuff. And they didn't, this didn't come off of my bill me till about a week later. So they know the $48 going to be up. You understand? This is just some undermining stuff.
Okay, sir.
But I'm not concerned about that. I just want my money back.
Okay, sir, what I can do for you this morning, since I explained everything to you, I can cancel this account. Okay. And
right,
also,
and
since they put a, they put the $54.95 on here, since the account was still open, sir, you still can receive the voucher. That's yours to keep once I close your account. And the membership, everything will be closed. I'm just saying, sir, if they do it, give it to you every month. So this is November. So it's about to come over, you know, the end. And if the voucher do come and it's still valid, sir, you can go online and use it. We don't do returns for the vouchers or anything like that. And what I can do, I can offer you 35% refund on the $54.95, sir.
No, if y'all don't give it back to me, I'm gonna let my bank handle it, because I've already talked to my bank about it and they gave me the phone number to get in touch.
So you already with your bank and you're disputing the charges, sir?
No, not yet. If it ever posts, that means if they ever get my money from my account, then there's gonna be a dispute from the bank.
Okay,
but
sir.
But the time is now where they could just go ahead, put my money back on my account, and the $7.95, they could keep it. But my $54.95, I want that back, and I don't want anything from y'all.
Okay, sir, I was just going to tell you, I'm just a third party here, and I'm just doing a call back because you did have something that's charging, and you needed some help to solve it. So that's what I do. So what I'm going to do is I have to do my part over here also, sir, to help you get your money back. And you denied the 35%. Is that correct, sir? Okay.
Right.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to refund the $54.95 because I did offer that to you and you denied it. And just give me a few moments, okay, sir?
No, wait a minute. Stop. Hold up a minute. You said you offered to refund my $54.95 and I denied it?
I asked you, I offered you 35%.
Yeah, but then you tell me 35% of my $54.95, right?
Yes, sir.
So that means you're not sending me $54.95. You're taking 35% of my money away from me.
Yes,
so,
I have.
I don't need that.
Okay, sir, I understand that, but I still have to offer that to you because me and you speaking, so I have to do that for myself to cover myself and you that I did offer you this and you denied the 50. But I am
my bank,
okay, sir.
Whenever y'all talk to my bank, let them know that you weren't sending me $54.95. You wanted to send me 35%. That makes a difference.
What's the difference, sir? I was trying to help you get if this charge was there, sir. They put it there because your account was closed. I was just trying to help you get some of this money back because of the charge, but you did deny it. And I was going
to
tell
you
that if you
to help
get me
get some of the money back, I want my whole $54.95.
Okay, sir. I heard you say that. If you give me a few minutes, I was just going to let you know that I was going to refund the $54.95. If you just gave me a moment to do this, and I can get you a conference number that I canceled your account and I refunded your money to you. I just need a few minutes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Okay, sir. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to refund the $54 for you. And I'm going to refund the $54.95 to you. And you're going to get it in 3 to 5 business days, sir. Are you there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm listening to you.
Okay, so the $54.95, it did go through, sir. So you'll be receiving that 3 to 5 business days. It'll go to your account or your card. And now I'm fin to cancel your account. So you're not charged anything, sir. Anything else.
Right.
Hold on just one. Give me a moment, sir.
Okay.
I'm still here, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, sir. I just finished closing your account for you. It is closed.
Nope.
And you have a pencil, sir, so I can give you a confirmation number, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay. It's C as in Charlie, 681-077-821,
sir. 821.
Yes, you hold on to that. It's a confirmation. I let her know that your account was canceled today, and you have a refund coming. For $54.95 and 3 to 5 business day back to your account, sir. Would there be anything else, sir?
No, ma'am. That'll take care of it. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a nice day, sir.
All right. Thank you, too.
Uh-huh. Okay, you're very welcome.